Dialogue. Eye to ear to eye. For my students over the years at Massachusetts College of Art, where I taught poetry to visual artists, and we discussed often eye to ear to eye. One, let the eye taste. It is good that we do. It is the work that we do. And the ear must bear the bite of the line. How else intimacy in our world? Two, I behold this sweetly curious world called object, called other, walks inside, sheds its garments, shifts its shapes, gets into your fingers and calls out, make us new, make us new. Three, close the lid. A light gathers within. See? Four, the ear needs only air and a nudging source. Air transports nudge and gives me you. Yet whales sing in water. Five, page singing poet. Old tune heard fresh in my eye. Thank you, voice. Six. The eyeball people roam the slopes, then set them solid. Orb, vulnerable world center, yields the particular. You, me. Meanwhile, the eardrum, ancient colleague, waits patiently for life's rhythmic tappings. 7. There is no lid for the ear. Sound steps right in, a friend. Contrapuntal muscle, articulating synapse. Forgive these poor words. The mind is always trying. 8. I, tender of this dangerous world, sit bravely and touch. 9. Gratitude, grace, yet the heart holds honest, does not dip away to peace. The eye turns, awaits each direction. Sound of south, sound of north, slide over the water. First oldest sense calling us out. 10. It is time to hold the cruel up to the eye, to hear intent. Do not shut lid. Do not trance drum. Witness. 11. Air, contextual element. Let our words rest gently within you. Carry them without guile, even as you invade our most intimate boundaries and become the breath we give back. 12. The eye works by hand, the ear works by voice, agents, disciplined, notated. To have the belly, the solar plexus, the heart, in the presence of vibration, morning and evening to walk with rhododendron and late maple calling inside. To put at rest the root and crown, to let the third eye open within such beauty. Did we ever want ease? Take 4, a takeoff on the creation myth. God said, light heard. Let it be, let it be. Spider Woman sang, her body spun, pattern firm, connected we. Coyote juggled his eyeballs, missed one called Earth. Crawfish dove deep, brought up red clay. Ah, cried the animals, Adam! The cosmic egg, unlaid, unmade, yields yin and yang, yields night and light. Mother Earth, Father Sky, repose. Damn the alarm. Marduk roils, Tiamat coils. He splits her, tears her. He orders her, Earth. Kali rages, dances death. What a mess. Try again. Dr. God clones alone 24/7. Who needs sex? They said Big Bang, but no one heard. Don't worry, Daddy, it's just a word. Where I lived. In the east, where the strip of day subcutaneous widens, the light enters. Refreshed pain and peace consume our words, our days. Daughters carry time. And the south pulses songs and touch. Are we fed creatures' call? Are we known to each other? In whose throat have you slept? In whose ear have you turned and stretched to the sun of noon? In the west, the sun going down into darkness, intense light spreading over paler sky, blood congealed, our vigor retarding, we watch our death, our life leaving us. And the north, where those who were here before and to whom I returned to make my peace. Did I speak well in my time, O my sisters, who walked with courage? Who walked. Home. Where is she? At her wooden table of two wide beams. What is she doing? She is drawing pictures of sounds. Well, why is she doing this? To hesitate waves. What is she putting in her pen? Pokeberry juice. She gathered the berries and burst them in her mouth. Where are her feet? Bare in the fresh mud. Where are her ears? Where the spring feeds the lake. Who else is there? She goes to the fence and called. Everyone and no one is her family. A meditation on the chakras, a dialogue. First, you must cry. You take off the timepiece of the day gods, your vest and sweats, running shoes and sitting shoes. You take off your hair, your face, and the sign of your body, the ring of the grandmother, and every circle of the ancients. You must walk inside, no sound to that which waits to be wept. 1. Solar plexus. Straight into the sun self and its plaitings that twine in the light. This is the easiest tear to give. It loosens shame and lets you stand, dot, circle, most micro of cosm, no more, no less. 2. The chakra of the heart. You must walk inside the tear of the heart. There are names here. Those who loved and those who did not. Every face you have seen, every hand you have touched, the kind and unkind faces of lovers. Your mother, first face, say her name. The children of your work, there are names here. 3. The chakra of the throat. An end to the tear of the throat. Coming from the fields, the maker place, listen, the cane is growing. Fear is the watchdog of the throat. Keep this passage open. 4. Sacral. Straight into the belly, where all scent seeks sinks undifferentiated, and if you have to go here to get the weeping you have forgotten, you can no longer see what is what, and anyway, is it important to remember in this lukewarm, no quicksand place where what does lie in wait is not even hard to get to? It may not be helpful if you do walk straight into the belly where all sense seeks to remember this lukewarm, no quicksand place and weeps. 5. The third eye. You must take on the tear of the third eye. This eye bears violence, sees the suffocating room, the child filled in no human way. This eye names suffering, not the mystic no thing, but nothing forgotten, all seen and all wept. 6. The crown chakra, and lightly the crown. Here in this mirror of the stars, the water from your eye becomes air. 7. The root chakra. And return to the limbic root. The planet passes.